Again, methodologically, as you can see, what I'm trying to do always is zero in on the classic case, speculate, describe that case, speculate regarding some of its most obvious or salient characteristics, and try to to use that as a point of departure, try to figure out what is the essential malacha. And then to use the other cases as they come up in the Gemara, the ones that are controversial, the ones that are acceptable, the other factors that come in, and to juxtapose one against the other. That's really what we're trying to do. And then find ways of testing, of isolating some of the components from each other, and so on. So the classic case of Ma'amer is a case of Tevuah. It's La'achar, it's Ochel, it's La'achar Ketzira, it's B'mokom Ketzira, it's smack in between Ketzira and Disha, right? In the Malachos and in the process. So the question is, again, which of those components, if any, are crucial? Most cases we're talking about Imur and Tvua, so you're talking about also taking little strands, little separate pieces of grain, when you stack them together, it's a bundle. So in a sense, even though physically, in most cases of Imur, you haven't really changed the composition of the individual pieces, but it really is much more than the sum of its parts. It's not like you have 1,000 or 10,000 little grains anymore. You have a bundle. Okay. At least that's something we should be considering, and therefore maybe the creation of that bundle, even though it isn't, again, a physical chemical change, but this idea that putting things together that become more than the sum of their parts, is that part of Imur? This is all food for thought. Now in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, we have the machlokas between Abaya and Rava, as it appears in our Gemara, according to some Girsals, Dovi?
Rabban
Abaya. And that's important because the question of Psak, the Ramach, asked why the Rambam seems to pass like Abaya against Rava, isn't that against, it's not one of the Yal Kagans, right? You have to reread the whole Yal Kagans. I mean, that would be a sensational thing. But if it's Rava, it's not a problem. If it is Rabban Abaya, so then the fact that Rambam paskins this way is all the more intriguing, right? Apparently, he really felt that this was crucial. That wasn't just this isn't some technical point. But either way, machlokas Abaya Rava or Rava, whether you need gidulei karka in Ma'amer, and whether or not melach salt from the salt mines is bichlal or not. Partly one needs to look at this, A, instead of gidulei karka. Clearly melach isn't gidulei karka. The question of gidulei karka, as we'll get back to it, has parallels in other malachos that we need to investigate. Right? We know about the question of dash, where it's machlokas. And again, part of the problem is going to be not just the psak, but whether Rava is consistent in Disha and Imur, whether he needs to be consistent. We'll get back to that. But the debate about in Disha and Gidulei Karka, yes, no, and the psak there, does that connect to Amir? Two different issues. It can be used to highlight the differences, or is there some common denominator? And then, of course, we already had the question of Kotzer. Right, the Ramban insists that Kotzer is dafka b'gidulei karka. We pointed out that the Ramban agrees with some elements of the Ramban, but he doesn't really seem to have this principle that Kotzer is dafka b'gidulei karka. Could be dafka mimokom gidula, but not b'gidulei karka. But the Ramban, in his discussion, didn't just say, "Oh, Kotzer means gidulei karka." What we saw was that the Ramban said, if there is a debate about disha b'gidulei karka, then certainly, Kotzer Lekula Alma is B'Gidulei Karka. So again, what we saw in the Ramban is that the issue of Gidulei Karka across different malachos might be connected. At least that's true for Kotzer and for Dash. It raises the question whether that isn't also true with regard to Ma'amer, in light of that mentality. Okay. So that's an issue in Melach, which we'll get back to. The other issue to note is that there's some debate whether melach has a shame ochel or not. In some of the Tahara, and other things. The Minchas Chinuch speaks about this point. It's important for the Minchas Chinuch because he thinks that there's an issue in the Rambam whether or not Ma'amar is limited to Ochlim. So he argues that, you know, maybe it depends on the sugyas, but he doesn't even like that. He basically argues that according to the Rambam, Melach is a Shem Ochel, and according to the according to Rashi, he thinks that Melach doesn't have a Shem Ochel. That's partly how he explains why it is he noticed that Rashi and Sadi Bava Beis, when he quotes Ma'amer in the context of the Kosher Sheitzim, quotes Dafka, the view of Haiman Dekamer Milcha. Why did he just say Ma'amer, you know, the Av Malach on the Mishnah? Why did he need to quote the Man Amar that Yesh Sha'imur B'melach? So the Minchas Chinuch thought, I'll elaborate this in a minute, the Minchas Chinuch thought that that's because there's this important issue in the background. Namely, is there Imur outside of Oakland? And what Rashi really wanted to say was that there is Imur even outside of Oakland, including Eitzim. And the Haraya, it applies to Melach. Melach doesn't have a Shem Ochel. That's what Minchas Chinuch is arguing. But in fact, it could be that the significance of Melach for Rashi is not whether it has a Shem Ochel, but the question of big Yidulei Karka or not. We'll get back to that. Whether L'inyan Davar Zeh, one would consider Eitzim to be Gidulei Karka. Technically, of course, Eitzim is a Gidulei Karka. The question is, if you need Gidulei Karka for Ma'amer, maybe that reflects a certain view in Ma'amer, which would exclude Eitzim. That would be another reason to explain, another way to explain Rashi. That's what I'm going to suggest as we move forward. In any case, Melach is important. A, Gidulei Karka. B, Shem Ochel. There's another issue in Melach, but that again is ambiguous. Can Melach be integrated into a single whole? So the Marach or Zerua, I'll explain in a minute in more detail, but the Marach or Zerua assumes yes. You know, if you put the Melach together, it becomes Gush Echad or Guf Echad. And the Egle Kal, as I recall, I think it was Egle Tal. The Egle Tal says no. Obviously, they have different criteria of what constitutes integrating into a single unit. But whether Imur needs to be integrated, that might also be linked to the question of Melach. So we'll get back to that. And again, that could affect the question of Eitzim. In another way, that would be a third possible explanation for Rashi's linkage. Right? One is Minchas Chinuch, Shem Ochel. The second is what I was suggesting, and that is Gidulei Karka, reflecting a certain nature of the Malacha, which affects Eitzim. And third is similar, but maybe not connected to Gidulei Karka, but the question of whether or not Imur is Dafka Gush Echad, or Guf Echad, or this means Kibbutz, the Isuf, the Igur, Irgun, the Sidur, but not not Shiluv, not Dibuk Hadvarim. So the question of Melach in its own right, and Melach being used as important for other issues in Ma'amer, is something to think of very seriously. Okay, then we have the Sugya of Ayin Dalet on the base, which is Halasa. According to Rashi, versus Rambam and Tosis in that Sugya, Rashi thinks that one of the 11 Chataos is Ma'amer. That's another example of Eitzim. Okay, then you have Sadi Bav Mebeis, the Sugya Mekoshesh. Again, if it's Medin Ma'amer, so there's Ma'amer Be'Eitzim. And that's the Rashi that we were just speaking of, which we just suggested three Pshatim for. Okay, then you have three Sugyas and Beitza to integrate, and that is Beitza Yud Gimel Mebeis. A person is Ma'amin Arema B'Tok Beiso. So that is considered to be Gemar Malacha with respect to Trumas HaMakviyus, Trumas HaMaisros, so that then there's, you know, even an Iser Lachol Tevel Aroi at that point. But it appears in the Gemara that there's no Iser Malacha on Shabbos because of Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. Example of the Gemara saying that Malachas Machshavas requires a higher standard. That's why the Gemara says quotes Melachas Machshavas, not for a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, but for a detail of the Malacha. Okay. Not, unlike the Bava Kama Salach Manala, which also quotes it in the context of the detail of the Malacha, but there it is Lahachmir, and in Beitzah it is Lahachmir. Anyways, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, I was reading that Gemara, the sugya is about Pikus and so on, and it has nothing to do with our topic. But according to Rashi, it seems to be about Ma'amer. The Gemara see there seems to say that Vius Arema B'toch Beso is not Ma'amer. The question is why? Is it because of the Beso? Is it because of Shalom, you know, B'mokum Gidulo, or Shalom B'zman Gidulo? It's not clear, but it appears that there's no problem there of Ma'amer. The Mishnah dates Alam and Aleph and Aleph likewise. This is about Eitzin, Asifas Eitzin. The issue of Mechunas seems to be a problem of Muksa, but there doesn't appear to be any problem of anybody have Mishnah or the Sugan dates open with them? Open? See, go ahead. The Mishnah of Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and likewise the Gemara on Lamed Gimel on the base, seems to be bothered by the Muksa, but doesn't seem to be dealing with or overcoming a problem of Ma'amer. Go ahead. So you're allowed to collect Eitzim. So either, I guess, the way that you're collecting them isn't the problem, or the Mokom that you're collecting them, or the timing, or the fact that it's Eitzim, it's hard to know. But either way, the Mishnah doesn't seem to be bothered by the problem. And then you have the Sugan Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Again, we have it there. Megave Beitzim. So the question is that considered a hachana or not? But it's certainly not a problem of ma'amer. And on the surface, ma'amer is not a heterochal nefesh. So the sugis and beitza, Pe'achad seem to avoid the problem of Ma'amer, and the question is why, and that's an important basis for some of the conclusions of the Mishnah. Okay. If we analyze Ma'amer, clearly we note several things. Number one, it's at an interim stage. One could say, in a way, it's in between Avodas Ha'ilan V'atvua, Avodas Mechubar, and Avodas Sidur de Pas in the Talush stage. One could see it as the end of one or the beginning of the other, but either way, just where it falls out in the process, it's interesting. There doesn't appear on the surface to be a Shinui Nikar, at least not an irrevocable one, in the Chafetza. And we mentioned the earlier in the year several times Orza Ruah's explanation that Hotzah is a Malacha Ruah. Because the chepetz is the same, it hasn't changed. You do something with the chepetz, but it hasn't changed. Most malachos, there's a transformation in the chepetz, or at least in the status of the chepetz. Is there one in Emor? It's certainly not irrevocable. I raised the question before, though. You might say, you know, you have grains, and you have pieces, and then you have a bundle. Right? So is the bundle just a way, you know, efficient gathering together of the little strands, in which case there really is no change. Or do we look at a bundle as something, as a unit, as something different, as more than the sum of its parts, in which case the lack of Shinu B'chepza is more of a perception than a reality. The real halachic reality is that it's now an Emor instead of being individual pieces. So, A, it's an interim process, stage of the process. B, we have to ask whether or not there is a change in the B'chepza halachically or not. Now, in the Inyan, Hilchos Zrayim, again, Maestros and so on, being Ma'amer, you know, decree, is a Gemara Malacha. Right? That's the second base of Yud-Gimon base that we spoke about. It's a very, very important stage in Trumas Maestros. That doesn't mean that there's a Shinui Bechepsa necessarily, but it is called Gemara Malacha. It is considered to be an important stage. Can we say Mid Zrayim Nishma Lehilchos Shabbos? Or when the Gemara says Melech Machshavas Asra Torah, how we completely turned our back on Trumas Maestros. Either way, food for thought. Ma'amer is confusing. That's clear. And that's what the Marach or Zarua in Tshuva Reishu Dalid begins with. Even the term itself is unclear. And the fact that there's such a range in the Rishonim reflects this as well. So what are the major possibilities and what are the reflections of that in the Halakos of Ma'aveh? I think the easiest thing to say, or the most clear-cut thing to say, would be to say that Ma'amer is a Yetzira of some sort, or a Chibor. Maybe a Yetzira through Chibor, but at least a Chibor. And that it really means some sort of a fusing or creating a single out of many, creating a unit. Does this need to be a natural unit? Can it even be artificial? What are the rules of that unit creating? I think that's open to different interpretations, but at least the thrust will be, has nothing to do with a process connected to some previous stage or anticipating some future stage. It's an act in its own right. It's about creating, out of the many, the one unit, the single unit. That works well with whose shita? Yitzi? Works best for that shita? Who does that? The Rambam, absolutely. Good.
He doesn't require anything to be a karka.
Okay, but we'll get to the gedulei karka issue in a minute, but the what's the main point of the Rambam? Yes, gedulei karka, no gedulei karka, that's already the Gemara. We'll see that in a minute, but why did you say the Rambam? Not because of gedulei karka, no gedulei karka.
All the others on that ties into
okay. But even take it a step further. Dovi? Okay. That might just be a general view that he has in Shira. What stands out of the Rambam? You're giving all these subtle things which may or may not hits you on the head. What does the Rambam say? Both in Parakas and in Parakabal. Yehuda?
Parakabal is meant to be a good method?
Yeah. And Parakas?
The Devela case?
Yeah.
The Devela case.
Exactly. The Devela case is very prominent for the Rambam. Go ahead. Yomi, have it? Parakas? Or Yehuda, have it? Dovi, have it? Go ahead.
Parakabal is the Devela of the men of other people who should not have created this disappeal, but in action is capsule good apple, and how is it told us in the Amir? The Chayat Kofel of the
Yeah, he's talking about tying it, he's talking about making it gubechon, right. Pressing it. And what about chaf aleph? Chaf aleph, yud aleph.
And the Dadek heroes, Ashia, who good effort, Kaya Mishuba Ano.
Those are drabanans because you don't really make one unit out of it. You can see. They're going to press them and you're going to merge them into one. You're going to integrate them into one. So for the Rambam, clearly the emphasis. Now we should note this is in Yad HaChazaka. In Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam doesn't necessarily go in that direction because it's certainly not as obvious. What does the Rambam emphasize in Pirush Mishnayos, Marcus? It's good, it's after Katsir, but what does he also add? Michael? Gedishin. Right. If you make piles out of the piles. Right, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's tied or it's pressed. Yeah.
Yeah, Mishnah Torah could be in the classic case
of Amr. Right, it's not right. That's true. Is it only in the Tolda, or well, that's the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal basically says, I don't understand the Rambam. He says what Tzvi says. It's not so clear that when it comes to Tzvur, that you require any sort of kashira.
Rambam
said that. Yeah, exactly. So he says, so why would it be that in the Toldos you would require this and in the Av you would not? For that matter, it sounds like the tzvua is dafka b'mokom gidulo, and the eagle and all these other things, you know, the salve, that could even be babayas. I don't understand that. So the Eglay Tal is one suggestion where he says, the problem is you need to do something that is prominent, and that hasn't yet been done. You need a new stage, a significant stage in integrating the object. So he says, if it's been a combo, so then just, you know, taking the different strands and putting them together, that does it. But, you know, after that, Shaloba Makomo, so you just, you know, it's almost like Ein Ktsira, Ein Tochein Acher Tochein, Ein Bishol Acher Bishol. But if you actually integrate them together, you're Kovesh them Yachad, you make one eagle Devela, and so on, so he says that's, you have it there? So you have the Eretal? He asked the question.
On the Rambam says,
there are two Rambam, there are two Pirshim Mishnayos. There's one in the Zion base and your base case. Go ahead. The Eglay Tal basically downplays the Rambam's in Perek Chaf-Aleph and Eagle Dvela, because he wants to integrate the Pirshim Shnayis as well. So basically he says, the real halacha is Imur and Asiyas Gedishim, and it's not really Gush Echad. Gush Echad is just overcompensating for the second, if you want to do Imur, the second stage, but it's already been done. Right? You have it? Go ahead. You need something new, but basically, correct?
Yeah.
But what is the real Mechayiv? Not Perek Chaf-Aleph and not the Igul Devela, but what goes on in the Saba, the Pirshim Mishnayos, that's the Eglay Tal's approach. One could say, differently, that is that Pirshim Mishnayos and Yana Chazaka are different entities, maybe change his mind. Or either way, that even if you want to integrate them together, but you should not look at Imur Basada as the paradigm, but look at Igul Devela and Asiyas Nekev and the Kvisha B'Tok Sal. That's the case. The only thing is that Basada, when you take the little strands and you put them together in Imur, that's also a creation of some sort, integration, or a Chibur of some sort. By virtue of what it was and what it is now, that's a Chibur, but the Mechayiv is the Chibur. Not that the Mechayiv is the Asifa, but, you know, you need to do something better and, you know, and more obvious in order to get Asifa or Imur Achar Imur. So I think these are two perspectives within the Rambam, the Eglay Tal's perspective and the perspective that I'm a little more comfortable with, which is that the real Rambam is the Rambam of Chibur. Certainly this seems to be the view of the Marach or Zarua in the Rambam. That you need Kshira, and that he fundamentally disagrees with his father, the Or Zarua. Okay. How do I say that? The Marach or Zarua here in Simon Reish Yud Dalid starts up Loya Dati Perusho. Again, the Marach or Zarua says, Marach or Zarua, Chaim Or Zarua, the son of the Or Zarua. Because I don't know what Ma'amer is. In Perusho Rakshi Yesok Shibalad Yachad, Loya Kashrem Laguda Achas, Bahava Ma'amer. He's wondering, you have to tie them together. Omer, המקבץ דבלה ועושה ממנו עיגול ונוקל תאנים והכניס החבל בהם עד שנסקב סגוף אחד הרי לפולוס מאמר וחיים חנגו תיוצא. So he's interpreting that the Rambam requires maybe kshira even in the regular imur. I don't know if you have to go that far. Clearly the Eglei Tal thinks that's wrong. But even if you were to argue that it's technically wrong, you still might argue that the mechayiv is yitziras gush echad. Just an imur, you can do that even without tying it. But the Maror HaZeruah seems to say that Achin Skafsu Kupechad is a dinim ma'amer, class ma'amer too, and therefore you should require Shikashim Lagunachas. Because he's then, Kavad, Peros Yachad, the law is so, Kupechad, let's say you get together a bunch of apples or oranges, not just apples and oranges or something, but apples or oranges, right? Ein ze ma'amer. Vim Kain, on the Kabbat, takes in Yachad, Ein ze imur, Akulim Yesh imur shalom begidule karka. Not just because Ein imur begidule karka, but because fundamentally they are meurganim, mesudarim, mekubatzim, but they can never be aguda achas. Baha the kama rava, I am on the kama milcha, milcha milchasa, chai mishum amir, sabar ani. Shemekab tzim ha-melach mimashdefos ha-mayim v'dochim osa yachad shenasa chaticha achas v'shem afilu b'lo dechak rach shemesivim har v'zel zenasa chaticha achas shanu roim kama chatichas v'melach kashas adjitzorach l'kodsham. Again, as we noted, the Mechassidoch thinks that melach is dafka not integratable. But this is Shitas Haram. So basically, in Shitas Harambam, we either have the Eglei Tal approach, which completely neutralizes what seems to be unique in the Rambam, just to explain how you can get Imur Achar Imur and it's still significant. But basically, Ma'amer is Balik Shira, just Asif of the Kibbutz, and so on. Or the opposite view is Marachar Zeruah's view, which is that even the Imur Basada requires Kashira. Everything is defined by what he writes in Chafal above, and what he writes about Igul Dveila. The middle position would be, conceptually, likely Marachor Zeruah, but practically, likely, like the Eglei Tal. Okay. The Meiri also seems to have this discussion. Anybody have a Meiri with them? You have it? Go ahead. Yeah, so what's not clear is in the continuation of the Huadin, when you take individual strands and you put them together, do you still need to be kosher? Is that clear? No. So the Meiri is important because, like the Marachor Zeruah, he explicitly considers the possibility that even Imur Basada requires Kshira. What's not true, what's not clear is whether there aren't two tracks. But again, when I speak about two tracks here, I don't mean two different two different ma'amers. There's no mokar for having two ma'amers. The two tracks would reflect a single vision. Namely, sometimes you have individual grains and you put them together, so that already is yitzira achas. You made a bundle out of grains. No longer many grains, 1,000 grains, a million grains, it's a bundle. And that's a chalos. And in other things, unless you tie them together, they don't have the shame of being a bundle. The bundling is just an efficient way of handling it. Yeah.
But maybe let's say that there's one overall track. We can still play it a little bit to say that Ma'amer means to collect something from the field, let's say, which is transformative. But that transformation can happen in multiple ways. In other words, maybe that transformation could come via the Shira or the Gufechad, maybe it could come away from the karka and making it food or an alkaline or whatever.
I find that maybe. But I think it makes more sense to say that it's also the it isn't transformation per se, it's transformation by creation of a single identity. or an integrated identity is a better way of saying it.
But if you push that out of the definition and define it more broadly.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying why would you think that Ma'amer would be such a broad?
I mean, it was on the Jew oriented, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, either way, this could be Jew. What I'm saying could also be Jew oriented or result oriented. Either way, either the creative action of integrating things, or the creation of an integrated unit. It could still be either. Right. I'm just saying, I'm not sure what you would gain by. I hear what you're saying.
It's just all Malchus need, let's say Malchus needs to be transformative. And don't say that this is part of the definition.
Well, either way, it's transformative.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, the Malacha is gathering sheaves, but you could say if there's an external problem, it has to be transformed in Malacha, otherwise it can't be Chayav and Shabbos. So that transformation can come by a number of.
Oh, but then you said that's a little different than what you said a minute ago.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What you're saying now is like almost the opposite of what you said before. Before you were saying that the Malach of Ma'amer is something that is transformative, which I think is not a bad idea in general, except that why would you think of all Malachos that has that much more general, whatever, that it would be Ma'amer of all things? Not that I have anything against Ma'amer. What? It's not Megabin, and it's not Bates Batenir. It's not on my hit list of Malachos. But still, you wouldn't think that Ma'amer would have that kind. Now you're saying something else. You're saying basically Ma'amer is gathering. However, there's a Tanai in Hukos Shabbos and Malachos that they'd be transformative. And that's why the transformative element needs to be there, but can come from... That's possible. That's possible. Okay. So I think we understand what we're saying. So the Be'iri is very important for this as well. The suffix in the Baruch Hor Zeruah about Kshira and Melach and Minchas Chinuch and Melach is important. According to this perspective, do we care about the Zman and the Makom, per se? No. Meaning that this is done in the context of... Of Katsira or is prior to Disha, you know, where it is in the stage. That's a coincidence. It's not important. It's about, you know, the D-book, you know, the keyboard that's taking place here. It's not about the where or the when. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch goes a little, you know, far with this. Minchas Chinuch says, oh, you know why the Rambam had to say you know, you tie them together and they're one guf. Why? Because otherwise you would think, you know, you're sitting there in your Shabbos meal and you stack the meat one on top of the other, or the bread, and all of a sudden, ma'amir. After all, it's ochlim, you're making bundles, right? So that's why it's important for the Rambam to explain that there has to be some sort of integration. That I find to be strange. I think that lechem and basar and these kind of things, again, there's nothing transformative about, you know, even if you were to tie them up, it wouldn't make them, you know, into one. Again, if you were to, you know, pound the lechem into each other, you know, it's like it almost becomes doughy again. That's a different circumstance. That's not what Minchas Chinuch is talking about. But okay. In any case, we know where he's going with it, at least. But the need for Zman Mesuyam, Amakom Mesuyam, the problem of Imur Achar Imur, none of these should be really problematic according to Rambam. Of course, from this perspective, that it's about Yitzira through Chibor, or Chibor, what's it called, Yitzira? The Eglital Safek about Minim Shonim also might be very interesting in light of this. Let's say apples and oranges, but not literally apples and oranges, because it's something that's, you know, mizdabek. Things that are mizdabek but of different minim, and you press them together or you tie them together. Can that be ma'amer? So again, if we're talking about creating a single yechida, a single guf, so whether you can do that with minim shonim is questionable. I think that's an interesting problem. If it was more of a tzura, you know, you're organizing, you're collecting, you're making bundles, you can make bundles of different minim. If the point of the bundles isn't the making of the bundles, but it is the integration that happens as a result, these things still stand out as... I hear what could be mechalik technically. I mean, sometimes you take minim shonim and you press them together, you make them one, and that's a new berry in its own right. Right? In one sense, it's even more impressive. But the point is that if they continue, if they're just artificially, you know, glopped together or tied together, but they're nikar and they're always, you know, going to be have their own integrity... So you might say, even, you know, you can make a hole and you can tie them, and it's still not ma'amer. But at least I think the question becomes, the subject of the Egg Lay Tal becomes more meaningful in light of this perspective. Also connected to this, I think, is the question of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham asks, I think in the Chassidah also quotes it, but the Magen Avraham asks, why is it that Ma'amer, according to the Rambam, isn't like Bone, like Megabe? It still could be that there's a difference. Megabein is, again, a certain process of creation. You know, you're creating the, you're curdling the butter and so on, the cheese, whatever it is. And here we're talking about, you know, putting together. There's no process, there's no catalyst, there's no... here we're talking about just, you know, artificially bundling together or pushing together things that, you know, are separate strands. But either way, the Magen Avraham's question, I think, highlights this perspective of Ma'amer, the perspective of creating a Gufecha. Okay. The opposite view would be the view of the Urim and the Arzarua. The Urim and the Arzarua, as the son, Marach Arzarua, points out, have the view that even, you know, if you gather together eggs or fruits, so there's no dibuk at all. It's not like individual grains either, where you have grain bundle. You know, you have, you know, 100 apples, you know, 1,000 apples, 1,000,000 apples. All you've got is apples. And the same thing is true with oranges, and the same thing is true with eggs. They don't integrate, and they don't transform by into a different identity by virtue of their numbers. Okay, it's because you happen to call them, you know, a dozen eggs, or you give it some name, but it's irrelevant. You don't look as though it's all quantitative. And yet, the Arzarua and the Urim think that even though there's no Mizug and Siruf and Shiluv, nonetheless, that this constitutes Ma'amer. Moreover, Mokom Gidulo, Zman Gidulo, none of these appear to matter to the Urim and the Arzarua. There may be only one limit, and that's not clear in the Arzarua either, but it is clear in the Marach Arzarua, namely, Ephraim, what limit could there be? Mark? Saw it? Michael? Everybody's boycotting the Marach Arzarua? May not be boycotting Dash, but I mean, no, Yehuda? Exactly. Let's say you gather together. It's a very important piece. I mean, it's always important to know, it's, you know, who the Rishonim are, and to become acquainted with Reb Chaim Arzarua is a good thing. But I didn't pick it randomly. That's a very important piece. Here, with the Sefer Mitzvos Kasa V'Chein Kasa V'Tosis. In the end, he likes the Rambam more than his father. Not, I mean, this halacha. The Nemonim alai divrei Rabbeinu Moshe Brabaimon. Not just the Tolga, the Av as well. But the, this idea that even if you hold that it's kibbutz v'isuf, there's a difference. Kibbutz v'isuf that somehow contributes to the shmira or the quality of each individual. Again, it's more than some of its parts, even if it isn't guf or gushecha. We're talking about eggs, we're talking about oranges, we're talking about, you know, little individual grains. So, It's a thousand grains, but in a sense it's a bundle, or it's a kibbutz on the east of the sense. So the wind's not going to blow it away. People are not going to step on it. You know, by virtue of the fact that it's that there's the strength in numbers. So if it's about the quality, or the shmira, or the orach yamim, it's a storage thing. So that's ma'aber. But if it's about facilitating its immediate use, and it's about efficiency only, but there's no qualitative benefit, so that does not constitute ma'aber. That's the qualification of Marachor Zeru. That would seem to be a qualification even for the Or Zeru and the Yurei. On the other hand, it's interesting that when the Rambam speaks about Shiurim, right, and also in Perashim Shnayis, he says, Kidei, Shiyisro, Kidei. It's hard to know whether that Rambam Perashim Shnayis, stands in opposition to what Marachor Zeru is saying or not. Maybe not. It's food for thought. Something to think about. Okay. So these are the Eglei Tal also notes of the Or Zeru and Yireim go very far. Marach Or Zeru may be a way to limit them a little bit. Doesn't mean every time you put it together a bundle of anything. It has to be strength in numbers, and it has to be something that it contributes to the quality or safeguarding of each individual piece, not simply the efficiency of immediate use. Okay. The other possibility is that we're dealing with something that is in the nature of a process. And that the fact that it is between Katsira and Disha is not a coincidence. And basically what we're talking about is Gemar Katsira, Hachana L'Disha, Hapicha L'Pas. It's in its nature that it's an interim stage in a larger process. If that's the case, then the need for Gidule Karka, for Makom Gidulo, possibly for Zman Lekitaso, make a lot more sense. So Makom Gidulo is the requirement of Tosfos and Beitza Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Anybody have the Beitza with them? Go ahead, Alan. On the Mishnah there. Yeah. It has to be in the field itself. The Rajvan Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Ramach in Perek Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, also quoted in Perek Ches by the Ches of Mishnah, the Meiri on the basis of Beitza Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. That's how they explain why the Gemaras and Beitza are not a problem of Ma'aner. The Gemaras and Beitza are not cases Basadeh B'makom Yidudah. The requirement of Zman Lekitaso may be connected to that as well. That's the Tosfos Rid. Anybody have a Tosfos Rid here? No? The Tosfos Rid says that if the stuff is bundled and then it's nispazer again, the wind blows, let's say, maybe that shows it wasn't a very good emor, but let's say it's not a stira. So it's nispazer and then you're mekavets again, you're ma'asef again. That's no good. So he doesn't use the expression ein imor achar imor. The achronim, when they quote this Tosfos Rid, say ein imor achar imor. Eglei Tal and others, etc. So the Eglei Tal says ein imor achar imor, and the reason is because it loses its shame gidulei karka. It's only considered gidulei karka, samuch le, lezman kitziraso, and when nothing else has happened in between. The second that you are ma'aseh from the kabates into bundles, so it becomes bundles. It's amarim now, it's not shivalim. Amarim are not gidule karka. That's already, a man artificial stage. So what? It gets undone by the ruach. He can't go back. Something cannot become gidule karka after it's been mufkam gidule karka. That's the way he explains it. So the Imor Harishon is Mafkia Shen Gidule Karka, and then it's Ein Disha Ella, I'm sorry, Ein Imor Ella Begidule Karka. But according to the Eglei Tal, then it would be dependent upon Ein Imor Ella Begidule Karka directly. It's also assuming that you lose the Shen Gidule Karka Al Yedei Imor, which I think is an interesting idea. I don't think it's Mukharach at all, but I think it's an interesting idea. The other possibility is that the Tosfos Rid, it's not that the shame gidulei karka is pop out. Maybe this would be true even if you held that Imor doesn't require gidulei karka. Or maybe you do require Gidulei Karka for Imur, and for the same reason that Ein Imur Achar Imur. But not because of the, technically, the loss of Shein Gidulei Karka, but because of this idea that Ma'aner is a stage in the process. And it's the stage, it's in the context of Katsira. And it's Lifnei Disha. But Ein Imur Achar Imur. It has no meaning after the first. It's not Achar Katsira anymore. Even if it has a shade of Gidulei Karka. That also may be why you need Gidulei Karka, perhaps. So when we say Ein Imur Achar Imur, and the Tosfos Rit compares it to Tochein, some according to Tochein and to Bishul and things of that sort, whether we mean that on the level of the Maisa or it's something totally different, remains to be seen. But either way, Makom Gidulei Zman Lekitaso, if you say one or both of these, they work much better with the view that Ma'amer is a certain kind of specific process. So let's speak about Gidulei Karka now for a moment. So Gidulei Karka is the machlokas of the Gemara and Gimel of Nes. The Ramach, as we noted, asks against the Rambam that he proceeds to paskin like a bay against the Rabbah. The Ramach himself paskins that Yesh Imur Shalom Gidulei Karka, but what emerges according to his view is that there's a difference then between Imur and Disha. The Kesef Mishnah changes the Girsa from Rava to Rava. If you have the Girsa of Rava, there does seem to be a stira in Rava's view between Imur and Disha. So what do we make of all this? So according to the Ramach, that Rava's in both, and we paskin in both, so basically what emerges is that there's a difference between Dash and Ma'amir. And even though somebody like Ramban says that if there's Disha, Ain Disha on the Gidulei Karka, then that affects Katsira. Maybe Disha, you don't have to hold like the Ramban, number one. Maybe Rishon don't. Even if you do, just because Disha and Katsira are connected doesn't mean that Disha and Imur are connected. If the idea of Gidulei Karka has nothing to do with the nature of the particular malacha of the process, but simply has to do with the Ein Lecha Bo El Lechidusha of the Mishkan, then all these things should be the same. Ain Imur, Disha, Katsira, it shouldn't make a difference. Moreover, I should theoretically be able to use a formal definition of Gidulei Karka, whatever it is. Because if it's a sug, it's a type of chetza in the Mishkan, so I might say Gidulei Karka. And if Behemah is Gidulei Karka, or Adam is Gidulei Karka, that's fine too. If, on the other hand, this is not connected to the Mishkan per se, but it is connected to the nature of the Malacha, so then we have to ask ourselves, what is the relative nature of these malachos, Imur, Disha, Katsira, to each other? And then if the Ramach says, Ein Doma, Imur, to Disha, that shouldn't shock us. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, if the Rambam really paskins like Abaye, and if it's because he wants to align Ein Imur Ela B'Gidulei Karka, it's because he wants to align Imur V'Disha, that too is a very strong statement, implying that either the factor of the Mishkan or the nature of these malachos is such that there's a connection between them. Okay. The Orzarua, the Ramach, the Meiri, all distinguish. You need Gidulei Karka and Disha, and not a Ma'avet. So it could be because they hold that in Disha, the requirement of Gidulei Karka is not a type of Chetza and the Mishkan issue, but it's related to the nature of the Malacha. And in particular, if Disha, is our next topic, is about breaking the Chibur with Psoles, one could argue that that is limited to Gidulei Karka. That's Shein Malacha of Piruk, of Psoles, Min ha-mechubar, min chibur ha-ochel, that's a special din in Gidulei Karka. I think it's also possible to explain that maybe it isn't Disha that's unusual, but it's Ma'amer. Disha is a malacha that is done with the chefza. And Ma'amer, according to some Rishonim at least, not the Rambam, is a malacha that is about organizing right, the chefza, but not changing it. Not even a ma'aseh b'gufa chefza, really. Just creating bundles. So you might argue, you do like karka as a requirement for malacha is important when the malacha is done b'gufa chefza. But if it's not done b'gufa chefza, but simply, it could be any chepetz, basically. We don't care what it is. It's the creation of organized piles, basically, we don't really care about the chepetz, we bypass the chepetz, so then we don't care whether it's gedulei karka or not. Okay. In theory, one could also say the opposite, that emor requires gedulei karka, and dush does not. That could be for another reason. And that is if ma'amer is part of the process, it's a stage of the process, that perspective. Which is why it requires makom and zman. So it also requires gidulei karka. It's a process of tvua, basically. But maybe dush is a certain ma'isa malacha in its own right, it stands. So in theory, one could also end up saying that yesh tzorach legidulei karka b'ma'amer v'lo v'dash. Okay. What about eitzim in light of all this? So this is what I was referring to before. One would have thought that the gidulei karka would certainly include eitzim, because it's in the skala of karka, obviously. Formally, in terms of this being what was used or what was done in the Mishkan, Gidulei Karka, one would think that Karka should certainly qualify. It's Lav Dafka Tvua. However, if the point is that it's part of a process, right, Ma'amer is a process, post-Kotzer, pre-Disha, but that's really what it is. So, it's very possible it doesn't apply to Eitzim. Moreover, if Ma'amer is about integration of any sort, or the pile being, you know, more than the sum of its parts, it's very possible that that doesn't apply to Eitzim. So this might be the alternative to explain the Rashi on Sadi Vav on the base. And I mentioned that, you know, again, the Skino Sahara too, that Rashi on Sadi Vav on the base says, if the Mekoshesh is the case of Ma'amer, but look at Melach. So Michas Chinuch said, because Melach proves that Ma'amer is not limited to Ochlim. He thinks he's Medayik in the language of the Rambam. I don't think it's a very strong view, but he's Medayik in the language of the Rambam that the Rambam believes Ma'amer is limited to Ochlim. That's why he needs his Gush Echad and his Necheb and his all that, because he says, oh, that when you're eating, you know, all the sukkahs in Beitza, no problem for the Rambam. He doesn't have the answers of the other Rishonim, Zman HaKatsira, Mokom HaKatsira. Doesn't care, the Rambam doesn't worry about that. All the cases in Beitza are cases of Eitzim. That's the Mikoskino sense. And Mikoskino says, that's what Melach is doing. They're actually saying, don't think that I also hold only Achila, not true. But the other possibility is, that what we're really trying to show is, that Eitzim are going to be Ma'amer if Melach is Ma'amer. Meaning, if there is Emor, Shalom, Vigidulei Karka. Technically, Eitzim is also Vigidulei Karka? The answer is yes, but if what's important about Vigidulei Karka is this process, that process doesn't really exist in Eitzim. It only really exists in So what we see from the expansion to Melach is that Ma'amer is about creating piles or bundles. And if that's the case, then it could apply to Eitzim as well. Maybe this is what Rabbeinu Chananel means too. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, and I'm giving him a base, so he says, anybody have it open? It's printed on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. He says something like, if ain't Emor Ela B'Gidulei Karka, so he says, then it's got to be Dalet Amos or something like that. Yeah. I keep it in the head.
Hadam Rab Manda Kadif Milcha Malachta Chai Mishum Amir Kamil Kabai Damar Emir Ein Rabu Karka Neido Chayav Elik Shem Aver Dalad Amos Bishter Rab.
Where does that come from?
One of the other Moyen Mitzvos used it as well.
Yeah?
But I don't remember who it was. Definitely it said, since you're not high on things like Melach, so then you have the same thing as anything else, and if you're doing it, it's just rabbing your
face. You don't think of Melach, it should be high for if you walk around.
You're Siyachim, and it's Dinish
Siyachim. It's just strange. It's like the non sequitur.
We can get a Kabbalah that carried Melach in some ways.
Maybe I thought it was connected to the sugya about the Mekoshes Eitzim, because the Gemara says that if it wasn't Ma'amer, what was it? Right? The Gemara says either it was Dalet Amos or it was Tolish. So I thought that it's a reference back to that. Maybe. So either way, if that would be true, the diuk in the rock would be similar. You're saying, what does that do with Eitzim? Okay. But, the Rambam himself does not mention Eitzim in Yad HaChazaka. In the Perush Mishnayos, I think he does have Eitzim. Right? Anybody have Perush Mishnayos? Yud Beis Beis, I think there he does have Eitzim. Anyway, the point may be that the connection to Melach and Gedulei Karka is not a direct connection, it's an indirect connection to teach you what kind of Melacha Ma'amer is, which in turn will determine whether or not it requires Makom, it requires Zman, and so on. Okay. The question of Mokom Gidulo says the view of most Rishonim. Do you know how you found the Rishonim says?
Yeah, go ahead. Velechita Saisim Lusorfa, Noba Sifasa Asadim Lugashan, Lachlam Lukato, Mikra Ma'am.
Yeah. The, as the Ramu Klin, the Rishonim says, extends to the Eitzim, we just don't have it in the Yad HaChazaka that way. Okay. So, To sum up, you have a number of Machlokas Rishonim, Gidulei Karka, what is the status of Eitzim, what is the status of Melach, Mokom Gidulo, Zman Gidulo, Eim Rachar Imur, do you need Kshira, do you need Guf Echad, and different explanations of how that would work as well. One of the issues that says Mokom Gidulo, that's Bali tells us, and Beit HaLamed Aleph, Raj Velam Gimel and Beis, and the Irian Shabbatai and Gimel and Beis, the Ramach Kof Aleph Yud Aleph, and that goes from Muriel's quotes it as well. That you require Dr. Makom Gidulo, obviously this is part of a process of Katsira and Tua and so on. That makes a lot of sense. According to the Orzarua, it's clear that this is not necessary at all. According to the Rambam, it's also not necessary, although for different reasons. The Eglei Tal quotes the Bala Tanya, who wants to mechalek to this question of Makom Gidulo between the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the right? People start looking at me scared. It is a Bala Tanya. On this question we should be mechalek between the Av and the Tov. So I think he meant it, in a Rambam but a Rambam type way. And the Mokom Gidulo is a din in the Mishkan, it's a condition in the Av. But if we're talking about toldos, then it can be anywhere. If you want to say this even for the Rambam. The Eglei Tal understands it this way, and he says, can't be. There's nothing that can differentiate an av and a toldo with respect to a major requirement like this. However, the Chayadam, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah also makes such a distinction, but not because of Av and Tolda, but he argues that the issue is Kedarko. So I think he says, if you have D-book, the Gush Echad, so then the Kedarko exists even outside of Makom Gedula. But in terms of Emor, Shabbali Dibuk, Shabbali Kshira, that's only the Makom Gedula. So the Chayyabin ends up with a similar distinction, but for a completely different reason. In line of our analysis, it could be another reason why you distinguish, as we discussed. Okay. And finally, just note, there's a lot of discussion about the shiurim of Mahamer. Number one, the question is, the Egor Tal raises the question. Before that, the Mekoskinuk raises the question. Whether or not you did the Emor, whatever the shiur is, Bechatzi shiur, and then it got blown away and you did Emor again, whether that would be shiur shalem or not. In the end, he says he thinks not. Even if when it comes to Achila, let's say you did Achila and then you expelled the object and then you ate it again. He says, there at least is Tziru Panas Gronum. But if you do Emor, and it's Dispazer, and then you do Emor again, there's nothing. I think that's probably true. The only reason you could even think of it would be if you consider the Shiur of Emor and the Malacha of Emor to be focused on the Maisa. So you could say, oh, you did a Chatzi Emor, another Chatzi Emor. Do the math, you did an Emor Shalv. But the Egli Tal clearly has would never even raise this question, I think. Egli Tal has the following Ha'ara. He says, what if you walking in your field, you see that some of the tzvua is together. Some of the shibalim are together. Either you did a b'chol, or the wind did it for you, malachcha nasplay neherim, whatever it is. So all you need to create a shir, an emor, is a little bit more, right, a third more, and you take that and you put it together. Is that ma'amer or not? Or do you have to do the full shiur? That's the suffix of the Egor Tal. He's inclined to say that if you come across, you encounter, mixas shiuro, and you just add to it, that's fine. I think that's the opposite of the mentality of the Mekoskinuk. Again, the Mekoskinuk happens to be masik, that if you're omer, the same piece, that you're not chayiv. But I don't know why he has to labor so hard. The point is that the Egor Tal is taking the perspective that the shiur in Emor is not in the Maisa. It's in the Tziras, Chetza, Amarim. Anything you do to create, Amarim, was done previously in the shiur shal. It's not Achshavei either, by the way. I mean, I think you could look at it and could say, oh, he only adds a little bit, but this little bit, is Achshavei because it creates a... I don't think that's what he means either. I think what he means is the malacha of ma'amer is result-oriented. It's about creating amarit. The act of how you do that is secondary to the chetzah that is created. So if you are doing anything that takes what is not a legal bundle and makes it into a legal bundle, that's fully ma'amer in every sense. You don't need observation. Okay. I think that's an important issue. For the same reason, I think the Egor Tal has a line which he doesn't explain very well, but he says, in my opinion, there's no Chatzi Shir in Ma'amer. Again, Michas Chinuch says, like he says everywhere else, there's Chatzi Shir in Melachos of Shabbos, including Ma'amer. But the Egor Tal thinks not. I think because if the Shir is a Shir in Chetza, so you've done nothing. You'd add it, and it's still not an emur, and it's not an emur, and it's not an emur, and then in one fell swoop, for the same reason that you don't have to do the maisa b'shiur, it's enough that the maisa complete the chetza, so too, if you begin the process of creating a bundle, you've done absolutely nothing. It's like we discussed, instead of, shtei tfiros, you did tfira achas. Like those who explain that it's nothing. Here it's not physically nothing, you are building towards an emor, but legally it's not considered like you're building, you're just minus one or minus two in achieving emor status. It's You've done nothing. There's no Emor, there's no Emor, there's still no Emor, and then you have Ma'amir. Okay. So I think that's an important issue. Okay, there are other issues in Ma'amir, but we'll leave them for now. Does it pay to speak about Dosh for a minute or not? Yeah, just a minute. We'll raise the question at least. The question, what is Dosh? Just for Rashi at least, just to raise the question. So Rashi and Ayin Gimel on the base, Jonathan, Saad, Daniel?
It says that if you separate the
piece of the Gemara. Yeah, read the Gemara, just 1 second of the Rashi. Show the piece of the Dekha, you throw something at the Dekha tree, and you bring down the... Read the Gemara, okay. Ayman. Okay, so I'll put
Okay.
So it sounds like if you throw